Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon, and today is Tuesday, December the 28th. Today we'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 48 as we continue to work through our Advent devotional guide. I invite you to listen carefully as we read Jeremiah chapter 48. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 1. Concerning Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, "Woe to Nebo, for it is laid waste. Kiriathaim is put to shame, it is taken. The fortress is put to shame and broken down. The renown of Moab is no more. In Heshbon, they plan disaster against her. Come, let us cut her off from being a nation. You also, O madman, shall be brought to silence. The sword shall pursue you. A voice, a cry from Horonim, desolation and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have made a cry. For at the ascent of Luhith they go weeping. For at the descent of Horonim they have heard of the distressed cry of destruction. Flee, save yourselves. You will be like a juniper in the desert. For because you trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken. And Chemosh shall go into exile with his priests and his officials. The destroyer shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings to Moab, for she would fly away. Her cities shall become a desolation, with no inhabitant in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord with slackness, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from bloodshed. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and has settled on his dregs. He has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. So his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall send him to pourers who will pour him, and empty his vessels, and break his jars in pieces. Then Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, and the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How do you say we are heroes and mighty men of war? The destroyer of Moab and his cities has come up, and the choicest of his young men have gone down to slaughter, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction hastens swiftly. Grieve for him, all you who are around him, and all who know his name. Say how the mighty scepter is broken, the glorious staff. Come down from your glory and sit on the parched ground, O inhabitant of Dibon, for the destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. Stand by the way and watch, O inhabitant of Arar. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has happened? Moab is put to shame, for it is broken. Wail and cry. Tell it beside the Arnon that Moab is laid waste. Judgment has come upon the tableland, upon Halon and Jazah and Mephathah and Dibon and Nebo and Beth Diblathaim and Kiriathaim and Beth Gamul and Beth Meon, and Kiriath, and Basra, and all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, declares the Lord. Make him drunk, because he magnified himself against the Lord, so that Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he too shall be held in derision. Was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves, that whenever you spoke of him, you wagged your head? Leave the cities and dwell in the rock, O inhabitants of Moab. Be like the dove that nests in the sides of the mountain of a gorge. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud. Of his loftiness, his pride, and his arrogance, and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his insolence, declares the Lord. His boasts are false. His deeds are false. Therefore, I will wail for Moab. I cry out for all Moab. For the men of Kir Hareseth, I mourn. More than for Jazer, I weep for you, O vine of Sibmah. Your branches passed over the sea, reached to the sea of Jazer. On your summer fruits and your grapes, the destroyer has fallen. Gladness and joy have been taken away from the fruitful land of Moab. I have made the wine cease from the wine presses. No one treads them with shouts of joy. The shouting is not the shout of joy. From the outcry at Heshbon, even to Elilah, as far as Jahaz, they utter their voice from Zoar to Horonim and Eglath Shelishiah, for the waters of Nimrim also have become desolate. And I will bring to an end in Moab, declares the Lord, him who offers sacrifice in the high place and makes offerings to his God. Therefore, my heart moans for Moab like a flute, and my heart moans like a flute for the men of Kir Hareseth. Therefore, the riches they gained have perished. For every head is shaved and every beard cut off. On all the hands are gashes, and around the waist is sackcloth. On all the housetops of Moab and in the squares there is nothing but lamentation. For I have broken Moab like a vessel for which no one cares, declares the Lord. How it is broken! How they wail! How Moab has turned his back in shame! So Moab has become a derision and a horror to all that are around him. For thus says the Lord, behold, one shall fly swiftly like an eagle, and spread his wings against Moab. The cities shall be taken and the strongholds seized. The heart of the warriors of Moab shall be in that day like the heart of a woman in her birth pains. Moab shall be destroyed and be no longer a people, because he magnified himself against the Lord. Terror, pit, and snare are before you, O inhabitant of Moab, declares the Lord. He who flees from the terror shall fall into the pit. He who climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For I will bring these things upon Moab, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. In the shadow of Heshbon, fugitives stopped without strength. For fire came out of Heshbon, flame from the house of Sihon. It has destroyed the forehead of Moab, the crown of the sons of tumult. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh are undone. For your sons have been taken captive and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, declares the Lord. Thus far is the judgment on Moab. In recent weeks, we have spent a great deal of time celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and contemplating the implications of the truth that he will one day return to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, even as it is in heaven. As the year 2021 comes to a close, many of us are using this time to take stock of our lives and prayerfully consider who God is calling us to be in the coming year. If you're currently engaging in such a practice of self-examination, I want to encourage you to consider how your celebrations of the seasons of Advent and Christmas ought to shape your heart and guide your goals for 2022. What should our lives look like if we are people who believe that God humbled himself by taking on flesh so that he might become obedient to the point of death on a cross to secure our salvation? What should our lives look like if we believe that Jesus will one day return to the earth to judge the living and the dead? In Jeremiah chapter 48, Jeremiah pronounces a day of coming judgment for the people of Moab. In his indictment, Jeremiah denounces the people for at least two sins. First, Jeremiah states that they are proud and arrogant in heart. Second, he states that they trust in their material resources rather than trusting in the Lord. When he comes to judge the people of Moab, the Lord will humble them and reveal the folly of trusting in riches. Even though many, many years have passed since Jeremiah delivered this message of judgment in Jeremiah chapter 48, the human heart hasn't changed. Just like the Moabites, we are prone to feeling proud and arrogant and are tempted to place our trust in the things of this world rather than in God. However, our celebrations of Advent and Christmas serve as powerful reminders that we must walk in humility and place our trust in God alone if we are going to experience the abundant life Jesus came for us to know and faithfully bear witness to the gospel in this world. As you look back to Christmas Day and toward Christ's eventual return, ask the Lord to help you walk in humility and to put your trust in him alone. If God so transforms our hearts in the coming year, then all the time we have spent celebrating the birth of Jesus and looking forward to his second coming will have been time well spent. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the season of Advent and Christmas. We thank you for reminding us of the importance of walking in humility and placing our trust in you and you alone and not in our own strength and power or in the material resources that you have entrusted to us. So we pray that you would fill us with hope and expectation as we near the beginning of a new year, and that we would walk into this year with lives that have been transformed during this important season in our faith, so that we might walk in humility and that we might have great hope in the coming year. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.